Of the pleasures and pains of opium, much has been written. The ecstasies and horrors of De Quincey and the Paradis Artificiels of Baudelaire are preserved and interpreted with an art which makes them immortal. And the world knows well the beauty, the terror, and the mystery of those obscure realms into which the inspired dreamer is transported. But much has been told. No man has yet dared intimate the nature of the phantasms thus unfolded to the mind, or hint at the direction of unheard-of roads along whose ornate and exotic course the partaker of the drug is so irresistibly born. De Quincey was drawn back into Asia, that teeming land of nebulous shadows whose hideous antiquity is so impressive that, quote, the vast age of the race and name overpowers the sense of youth in the individual, unquote. But farther than that, he dared not go. Those who have gone farther seldom return. And even when they have been either silent or quite mad. I took opium but once, in the year of the plague, when doctors sought to deaden the agonies they could not cure. There was an overdose. My physician was worn out with horror and exertion. And I traveled very far indeed. We'll be right back. seemed less as though I were falling than as though the universe or the ages were falling past me. Suddenly, my pain ceased.